At 6:30, it is partly clear, 34 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The budget proposal, known as Step Up Oklahoma, falls short. A bill containing the proposal's tax increases got just 63 of the 76 votes needed to pass, despite the vote being held open until midnight last night. Republican Representative Leslie Osborne just voted yes, saying that the state budget picture is as bad as it's made out to be. 85% of the state agencies have had their budgets cut at least 45% over the past decade.
So when you hear gubernatorial candidates and when you hear advocacy groups saying, well, they just need to tighten the belt, I think an audit would take care of this. If you've already cut 45% out of your budget, do you think that you've already cut the fat? That maybe you're at the tendon level and you're bleeding out.
18 Republicans and 17 Democrats voted against the special session bill. Republican leaders say it's the only one lawmakers will hear. Well, before the House started its debate on the Step Up Oklahoma Education Plan, educators held a rally at the state capitol urging passage. One of the speakers was Oklahoma Education Association President Alicia Priest.
We need our legislators to step up for the future of Oklahoma. Step up for students. Step up for teachers. Step up and let's step it up together.
Other educators, students, and even OSU President Burns Hargis spoke in favor of the tax increase package that was doomed to fail. Voters are going to the polls in Tulsa, Union, and Broken Arrow school districts today. A bond issue is on the ballot for the Union District to help pay for IT and transportation costs. And school board races are on the ballot in Tulsa and Broken Arrow. Tulsa philanthropist George Kravis has died. He was 79 years old. Kravis founded Tulsa radio station KRAV and was heavily involved in supporting the arts, including the Circle Cinema and arts programming here on Public Radio Tulsa. A meeting today marks the next step in the possible merging of some City of Tulsa and County Park services and programs. County Commissioner Ron Peters says it is not a consolidation.
Right now, we have three park systems. We have City of Tulsa Park System, County Park System, and River Parks. We're soon to have together in place, which will be four park systems. With all that in place, can we sustain the current two city and county parks?
Final recommendations are not expected until July. An overnight fire causes extensive damage to the Superior Linen Company near downtown. The fire at the business caused between $75,000 and $100,000 worth of damage overnight. That fire apparently started in some linen. Our weather forecast, sunshine this morning, giving way to all clouds this afternoon, a high of 52. Now partly clear in 34. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.